Hi guys, welcome to Cabernet. It's Chelsea. And if you tuned in last week, you listened to the thrilling first episode of our two-part series, Is Aria A? This is all inspired by the amazing, super well-put-together, super detail-oriented video on YouTube uploaded by YouTube user Becoming Charlotte. And we're sort of just analyzing, we're just counter-theorizing. So without further ado, here is the gripping conclusion to our two-part series, Is Aria A? And please come back at us if you think we're not given some of the reasons enough respect or enough consideration. Tweet us using the hashtag Cabernet and A. Let's get a conversation going, because I think this is something that's just been such a PLL fandom question all along. Like, could it actually be one of the four girls? And, you know, maybe in this episode, my co-pilot, Sue Funk at the Sue Funk, and myself, Chelsea White at the Chelsea White, we'll get to the bottom of it. Or maybe we'll get farther away from it. That remains to be seen. The video had 70 reasons total. We got through, I think, 23 or 24 last time. And we're just going to get right back into it today. And again, I did edit out some of our responses to some of the reasons, just to save you guys from us, because some of them were just kind of spiraled and derailed into a conversation that was not interesting for even us. So if they're already pulled out, you're not losing your mind. I just pulled them out to save all of us from ourselves. And without further ado, here's the gripping conclusion to Is Aria A on Cabernet. Number 24, Aria's in an elevator and the camera goes to Aria just as the lyrics play, Terrible Friend. I don't know, guys. This to me feels like another Felicia. She gives another example. She gives another example in another episode. The camera goes to Aria just in the lyrics, Who Are You Really play.
This to me, I mean, I'm just going to give major props to Becoming Charlotte just to say, like, bitch has time and really, like, looks at shit. Like,
yeah.
This is something.
I mean
bitch in, like, a good way. Like, love you, bitch.
We mean bitch in the best way. I'm floored by this. Again, because as we already iterated, Sue and I have seen every episode of PLL an unhealthy amount of times. I've never, ever noticed some of this stuff.
That's a real minutia that's, like, pretty real.
It's pretty real. And I'm impressed, I still dismiss it as credible evidence. All right.
This is a good one.
Go for it.
Marlene King tweeted, Aria's dress has a very important meaning. And she capitalized all the A's the same way A does.
And then she's, of course, referring to
the black swan.
The dress that Aria wears in the season finale of season 2, Unmasked, where we find out that Mona's A, and Aria's wearing a dress that's very similar to the Black Swan movie poster that came out around that time. But everybody thought that Melissa, basically the whole Black Swan thing in this episode pointed towards Melissa, because they referenced this girl that came in a black dress. Who's the black swan? Who's the black swan? We come to find out the next season, it was Melissa dressed as the black swan, which seemed very incriminating, until Melissa claimed someone sent me the black swan outfit and blackmailed me into wearing it. But so this whole point in the Aria, from the Aria is a camp, is just supposed to be that perhaps it was a misdirect, and Melissa was never the one we were supposed to be thinking of as the black swan, where in fact it was actually supposed to be Aria was the black swan, and because she was dressed in this black and red dress.
Which is similar to one of the posters for the movie Black Swan, which honestly, I will say, it's such an odd stretch, because I saw that movie, I love that movie, but that movie poster I always think of as the Natalie Portman image. I never think of it as this red and black imagery, but it does look very, very similar. According to the Pretty Little Liars wiki, the Black Swan is a character who first appears in Unmasked. Spencer finds the sketches for Black Swan's costume in A's lair. They identify her. They see her at the masquerade ball. Her identity was unknown until Birds of a Feather that it was Melissa. Before Mona disclosed to Spencer that she was A, Spencer, Hannah, and Emily believe, and Arya believe that the Black Swan may have been A. Black Swan is seen talking to Lucas and Jenna at the ball, which is always interesting, because we know that they were all together.
So basically, I mean, we were supposed to believe that Black Swan was A. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out that the Black Swan was not A. The Black Swan was Melissa, where, I mean, that's a whole other episode. Is Melissa A or have something to do with it? But Black Swan was revealed to be Melissa, and then they seemed to all sort of put it aside. Like, okay, it wasn't her because she was blackmailed into wearing it. So in reality, was it Arya we're supposed to be noticing all along, and is she A? I'm going to also file this under hashtag interesting, but I just don't think... I'm not convinced. Am I being too, like, I feel like everything, I'm like, I don't buy it. Okay, and then they're also showing that Arya wears red and black a lot. If anything, I mean, that's an interesting, I guess, sort of thing, that Arya is always wearing red and black. I feel like people, I've read a lot about this, where people think the red and black is somehow, again, I don't even know if they ever explain why it's significant, but just that Arya wears red and black a lot, and... when she's wearing red and black, she's doing A-type behavior. That's like, she's her A personality, yeah. When she's not wearing red. But it's like, again, I just, that to me feels too reaching. I will also say this video makes the case that Marlene tweeted, it's about that time, people, approaching red is a new black territory in Rosewood. You'll get it soon. But that, I mean, that to me, like, would make sense. Like, I get it if you're making this video during season... 2 or something, but like by this time we know and have already driven past the whole redcoat era. I mean, that was red is the new black is redcoat. Like, nothing to do with Arya. I mean, come on. No, I don't buy that. She also says that someone tweets at Marlene, I must say Arya's dress in the finale masquerade scene is horrid. And Marlene says it's kind of perfect for the episode. Wait and watch. I mean, it is mysterious that Marlene would point out Arya's dress multiple times on Twitter in that particular episode. However, maybe now I'm just informing myself, now that we saw those other clues, it could mean exactly that, that it was hinting at black turning to red, because now Mono's exposed as A, the first original A in season 1 and 2. Now we're about to enter season 3, which is the red coat era. Honestly, now that might have even, that sort of actually makes me not give a poop about any of this Arya stuff. Because that last clue actually sort of worked less as a clue for me and more of a debunker. It's like,
and Tango Toffee just make me think, is there an Arya Melissa tie that we are not seeing?
Uh-huh. I love that. I would love that. I think that is the only way for me that, like, is going to keep the show interesting. Is, like, if they continue to bring out relationships between characters that were going on all along but that we never knew. And it'll just be, like, mind-blowing. You know what I mean? Okay, number 26. You'd be surprised to know who your friends aren't, is what Allie says to Spencer during the first secret Halloween episode. And the video asks, why does Allie say that to Spencer while looking at the person dancing in the background? It looks like Arya. Again, I think this is more just to point out that she was trying to manipulate Spencer by making her skeptical of her friends. I mean, she probably was looking at Arya and Emily and Hannah, who were all in that party, because Allie was trying to turn her against them and align herself with her.
We're also to believe that Allie wasn't sure which of the girls she could trust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that has something to do with it. Mm-hmm. And again, she could be pointing it to Spencer.
Yep.
Because Spencer was a little loco on the drugs.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. We don't see that then, but now we know.
Right.
That's it. So.
Right. I agree. So that one doesn't do much for me. Number 27, Arya says, if I wanted to hurt him, I could have done something about it. I don't know if I remember who she's talking about. In one of the last episodes of season two. And the video points out, sounds like Arya has some power. I mean, again, it's just like, especially since I don't even know who she's talking about. She doesn't, like, make a really good case. All right. Number 28. Arya says, I'm A. A for Anonymous, A for Arya. I know she was saying this as a lie, but was she really lying? So this is when Arya falsely confesses to being A because she doesn't want Hannah to get in trouble because her mom found the police report. Was that what it was? Either way. So Arya basically falsely confesses to have written an A note so that the parents don't know that A exists. Again, I think that had to do with the plot. I mean, you know what I mean? Don't you think? That had to do with the plot of that episode. I don't think it really had anything to do with...
I don't think that that's an omission. Like, I think that's something that had to happen for the show. I don't think that that had to happen because she's A.
Yeah.
Like, show meaning storyline.
Yeah, I agree. Number 30. All the liars always say that Arya is the best liar.
I think this is a good...
You think that's interesting? I think this is something. And then she gives a lot of examples. Okay, the only thing I will play devil's advocate for in this instance is that there is an episode in which her little brother says to her, God, you're a terrible liar. So I think that just as much, if we want to hold on to these as, like, proof that she's a good liar because these characters are saying that about her, then why... we have to also collect into evidence Mike telling her she's a terrible liar.
I think that also, though, could go into the category of her family knows her better than her friends do.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting.
You know, interesting. I do think that's something to be said that, like, her family can read... the family can read Arya pretty well. And her friends, like, and other people, like, when Arya wants to make a lie, she can. I mean, sometimes I'm a horrible liar, sometimes I'm a great liar, too. Yeah. It matters how well you know me and how much I believe the lie, just like Allie and the Lie Detector, which is a whole other episode.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, it's a good point, and I do think it's something that we should all keep in mind, is that at any given moment, Arya could be lying, and I don't know if it's the right time to bring this up, but I
go for it. Always the right time. Never a wrong time.
And the video is not going to touch upon it because it happened after, but this is where the Ezra reveal gets me. Because I'm like, how could Arya be A and not know that Ezra is writing this book? But the thing is like, we're saying, oh, she, you know, you should get a perform, you should get an Oscar for that kind of performance. What if her reaction was all
a performance.
A performance.
So that Ezra also wouldn't know that she knew. Like, of course she had to act that way if she was pretending she didn't know.
And she would know where the papers were at the end to go back and collect all of them. Like, that to me is a little bit of a, like, maybe. But I just have such a hard time believing that Arya could ever be A, because A is like an all-knowing, omnipresent person, and not realize that the person that she's with is writing about her and monitoring her and watching her.
Exactly. And also, that's interesting. You just sent me down another rabbit hole, because that is a very interesting point, that if Arya was A, she obviously knew what was going on with Ezra. There's no way she could not know. And so, sure, I'll keep going with you to the point of she was had to, of course, fake that reaction so that Ezra wouldn't be suspicious. But wouldn't then, with Ezra, with all of his crazy, creepy stalkerness, he obviously, how would he then even be with Arya and not figure out that Arya is A?
I mean,
that would be some supernatural stuff right there.
The only way is if they were together. But that doesn't make sense because we see such huge fights between them about it. That's what really, like, I believe this video more so before the reveal of Ezra.
Yeah.
But once they revealed Ezra, I was like, it just can't be Arya because he would know. He knows everything.
I agree. You know, I totally agree.
I don't...
That's a really good point. It's like, really, that, if anything, the Ezra reveal whatever it did for us and for the plot, it definitely leads you closer to the belief that it probably can't be any of the girls because they're the ones that are under surveillance. It almost, the Ezra reveal kind of proves that A has to be somebody that Ezra would never even think to put under surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's actually sort of a mind-blowing little moment right there.
Like, he wouldn't survey Arya because he's doesn't...
No, meaning that, like, it really then probably isn't any of the girls because he's surveying them. It's like, A, really does have to be somebody that who's Ezra...
outside their orbit.
Yeah, it's outside their orbit that Ezra wouldn't even think to survey them,
mm-hmm.
you know? It gets... another, whatever, proof for my ultimate theory that it is somebody that we have not yet met. All right, number 32. Of course A only does something helpful when it's for Arya. And this is a big thing we hear a lot. Like, okay, Arya kind of gets saved in season one because it comes out that Noel stole answers to three midterms when Noel was, like, threatening Ezra and going to mess up the relationship. And the video points out also she cheated on Ezra twice, once with Ren and once with Jason, and of course A never uses this against her, whereas, you know, for a lot of the other girls, a lot of their bad behavior gets pointed out and used against them. Sure.
Wait, so Arya hooked up with Ren too? When did that happen?
Oh, that's interesting. Let's go back. I breezed over that. I know what it is. That's Wes. She met Wes. Definitely she met mm-hmm. Wes and wrote Ren. Because that's a picture, when you look at it closely. Checked out Wes, checked out with
that's
Jason.
That's one of my theories. Is
yeah.
I think.
So you're into this theory. That I think it's widely regarded in the PLL fandom that Arya gets a lot of breaks from A. And she yes. hasn't been. I mean, that's a huge, I think that's on everybody's. That A, she doesn't get any, the bad, she doesn't get that bad of treatment from A compared to how bad the other girls have had it. She gets away with stuff like cheating on her boyfriend and A never uses it against her. This to me is probably, I would say, the most solid case for Arya being A.
So here's my theory, and could be completely wrong, but Ren and Arya, I don't think they've ever been in a scene together.
I would agree with that. Or definitely at least not the two of them.
I think, because Ren talks about having family craziness too.
Yep.
I often wonder if Ren is Arya's uncle.
Ooh.
The crazy one.
Interesting.
And the other thing that makes me think
or a
that
cousin
too,
at the very least or something.
Is that Ezra's never run into Ren. Like, Ren's never been around the other guys, really. I mean, he met Caleb, I think, at Radley. But, like, there's something to be said about the fact that I feel like Ren is such a day one character that orbits around a lot of the girls. Like, he's with Hannah, yeah. and he's with Spencer, and, you know, he even... Emily talks to Ren, I think, at one point. But, like, I don't feel like Arya and Ren have ever really interacted. And I think it's partially because they're related.
Somehow. You think, though, that then Arya doesn't know that he's related?
Because she think that maybe Ren's not his real name.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think that... I think it would be really interesting if Ren wasn't even British.
Oh, that's
like,
really
Ren
interesting.
Ren is just related to Byron. And that's how it all... I mean, and that's again, there's probably 1,000 plot holes in this, but this is something that I've kind of always went back to, is that, like, Ren has been on this show since day one,
uh-huh.
and we know
uh-huh.
that, like,
uh-huh.
day one,
mm-hmm.
there's A in this show, and there's mm-hmm. all these people mm-hmm. who know so many things.
And why would they bring up specifically, have episodes about mental disorders in Arya's family, and then why would Ren mention specifically? That to me is
although,
like...
Ezra's aware of Ren, because on his board it says Dr. Ren question.
Oh, right.
Was that his board or was that the police board?
Nope, that was his board. That was his board, Ren at Radley. But Ezra wouldn't necessarily know that they're related, right?
True. You so know? There's just something there with that.
But Arya did see those boards, and she would be like, WTF is my uncle slash cousin slash relative on mm-hmm. this board.
True.
Unless she's just keeping, unless they're both just keeping it to themselves, and they're somehow, you know what I mean, and not together. This is interesting, but I don't know what I can't. I don't know what.
But that would be the why implications. Nothing ever be. Happens to Arya.
Oh, I see. I see. So coming back around. So if Ren is A, that's why nothing happens to Arya, because Arya is related to Ren, and if Ren is A, okay. I mean.
It's far-fetched.
I don't even think it's that far-fetched. Listen, it's no more far-fetched than lyrics that are playing while Arya's in an elevator, right?
Yeah.
Number 34. In season 2, episode 15, A ordered pizza for Caleb's surprise party. That exact pizza is Arya's favorite kind. That's so... Okay, and then the dialogue breaks down like this. Han, did you really order 12 pizzas with green peppers on them? Noel's allergic. This is Mona saying it. And then in another episode, we see Holden saying to Arya, you want to order a large pizza to split? I'll even get half plain, half green peppers, your favorite, right? That's actually interesting, too. I honestly don't think I ever noticed that either.
Kind of. I think, again, this is one of those things where I'm like, A is always watching, and A is always pointing to people. I don't think that's an Arya
yeah.
thing.
So we'll file the green pepper ordering under, like, the boots category. File that in the interesting. Yeah, because I think you're right. I think a lot of these can just be, like, A is always watching. So A mm-hmm. was like, ugh. And A is... If anything, it's just indicative that A is sort of like paying special attention to Arya, like almost wanting to shake Arya up, like, oh, I'll get the pizza she likes. How would I know?
Because she doesn't directly mess up with, like, screw with Arya, but I just wonder, you know, there's been a couple of times where they're like, I feel like we're about to get set up.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if that's one of those things where it's like, oh, it's going to be a setup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right. Number 35, Arya was the last to have the red coat. And this is when they find Allie's Vivian Darkbloom red coat for the first time. The video goes on to say the coat didn't make another appearance until 3 episodes later when quote unquote red coat was wearing it.
And it's red coat talking to Mona.
That is
something just because something? Of the Mona call to Arya. That you could maybe go back to that.
Okay, so if Arya is the last one that has the red coat before red coat becomes a character, and then we also see at the end in Unmasked and the end of season 2, Mona talking to a person, an unknown person in a red coat at Radley. Could you draw the conclusion that yes, Arya was a red coat? Arya was the one wearing that red coat while talking to Mona, and therefore, does it support the evidence that Mona and Arya have this interesting relationship? I mean, again, I'll follow that path sooner than I will the like song lyrics and little looks off camera.
Yeah,
but I wonder. I don't know. I think there's so much... I mean, that is an interesting point, but there's just so many more, I think, plot holes in trying to connect the dots that Arya was red coat. That to me makes zero sense. Like, I don't think that's plausible at all.
No, I don't buy it.
And she also fought Cece in that last episode that we see him in. Okay. Number 37. Why is Arya's bobblehead lower than the others?
Because she's the shortest.
Yes. This was an A scene. She's the shortest. Who cares? Number 38, Arya seems to read books that have plots about death, mysteries, and insanity. Is that a clue? Is there a deeper meaning? I mean, sure, she does read a lot of books. I think, if anything, again, like we were talking at the beginning about, like, mirrors and eyes and it's like, there are some things I think that are clues to the overarching, like, themes and the overarching plot. And larger mystery. And I think many times it's actually irrelevant which character we're seeing deliver those clues to us. So, like, if Arya is reading these books, I think it's highly likely that the books we see characters reading have some sort of significance, or maybe are books that Marlene drew inspiration from in creating the mystery. But I don't necessarily think that they're... we have to care that it's Arya reading the book, right?
Yeah, I don't feel like that's something, because then Hannah reads all those books too.
Yeah.
And I just think that they are a good messenger to the fact that, like, Arya is someone who knows a lot of, like, hashtag old school cool stuff. Like, she understands literary references. She understands black and white movies. She understands, like, you know, Breakfast at Tiffany's and all these things that are, like, older things. And I think that's why it would seem that she reads more, mm-hmm. is because she wants to be a writer. She's literary. Mm-hmm. I don't see that as like, oh, she's a...
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just a window into her character. All right. Number 39. Who likes to drink alcohol / drinks with a straw? Right. Arya. Okay, this to me is not, I don't know. This could be the weakest one so far. So we see A drinking an alcoholic beverage with a little stir straw. And then we see Arya in the scene where she's meeting Ezra's family drinking a little stirry straw.
I think that this means that becoming Charlotte is not of age to drink. Yeah. Because...
that's a good point.
Sorry, Charlotte. Cocktails are always served with a straw.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are.
It's not like you're asking. Yeah, that's like the wildest one yet. What are you talking about?
And also, like, the scene that she's showing, like, A is preparing, like, a vodka rocks or whatever, right. Like gin on the rocks or something.
Right.
That is not something a teenager would drink.
Right. So clearly Arya's like, not drinking.
I know
drinking
that
alcohol.
I seem like an old fuddy-duddy when I say these things, but it's just like, I remember drinking gin as a kid, and it tasted like I was drinking cologne. It was horrible.
Yes.
What you drink as a kid is like sweet stuff and like all those boozy things. Like, you don't think about drinking hard liquor like a gin.
Right.
Which is more sophisticated. Like, you'll get whatever. Kids who want to drink will put their hands on anything.
Right.
But, like, I just... even though teens in Rosewood are given wine like candy...
that's true.
I just don't see a teenager being like, you know what? Give me this lovely gin. And I want a twist of lime. Like, as fancy as she is, it just does not make sense.
I agree. And I also thought that we were supposed to take all the times we see A drinking... that A is older, that A is not one of them, because A is over 21. Because sure, of course, you can say whatever, you can like get a fake ID, you can get your hands on alcohol, but especially like the example they're showing here is like A on a plane, and I still just don't think, I mean, that's not like the easiest place to be like, oh yeah, just give me a quick gin on the rocks with a twist. It's like, no, the flight attendant would be like, you're clearly 15 years old, you know what I mean?
Could that's be it. Toby.
That's true. That's true. So... more so than anything, I think the drinks thing, again, is a strike against Arya being A, because A drinks, and so A is not one of the teenage girls. All right, number 40. Well, number 40, we have Alex Mack, who plays Ezra's jilted ex-lover, mother of, oh my God, what the hell's the kid's name?
Oh, annoying little kid.
Malcolm. So we see Larissa Alanic saying, Arya is the conductor. And then, I bet she's a good one. Okay, again, great. Yeah, she's the conductor. Does Maggie suspect too?
Maggie doesn't even know about it.
Maggie doesn't know what's going on.
Maggie doesn't
we don't
know
care.
This shit.
Bye, Felicia, Maggie. Number 41. Okay, A first appears in the pilot when Arya's back from Iceland, and we see her looking in the mirror in her room, trying on a dress. In the first episode of season 3, we see, I mean, the same exact scene. Arya in the mirror looking in a dress, and this is when A returns again, because now Mona's been exposed, and it's a new season. Red is a new black, a different A. I mean, I think it's interesting. I love, like, all the parallels in between 1... -1 and 3-1. And also the video goes on to say Marlene Kingston that A would be in the pilot and return in the season 3, episode 1. But it still doesn't mean that it's Arya. Like, I think if anything, that's just trying to show parallel, like, beginning again. Like, we had 2 seasons. Mona was original A. Season 3 is like a new start, and there's some, their winky nudge parallels to show us.
If anything, I just think that that means that A, Arya is still a target of A.
Yeah, I like that more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would her looking, why would that parallel be that she's A?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that.
And there's lots of characters that were in the pilot and then season, the premiere of season 3. All right, number 42. Okay, this is kind of interesting. So in season 2, episode 20, there is a text that says, "It's Arya. Gonna have to reschedule. Explain later. Sorry. Love you." But it's coming in from unknown caller. So it's basically Arya texting Ezra, but it's coming in as unknown caller. But again, if anything, they're trying to make the point that the video is trying to make the point that it must be Arya texting from one of her A phones. I think if anything, it shows that Ezra could be on one of his many weirdo phones that, like, you know, he cloned his phone so that he's getting text and your contacts then wouldn't port. Like, she's still using okay. the, you know what I mean? Saying. Like, she's using, I'm not a scientist, I don't know how it works, but, like, maybe there's something where, like, she's using his number. His number is 123-4567. And so she's dialing that number, but Ezra is receiving it on one of his shady private investigator phones, and it's so it's still forwarding to that phone, but it's going to come up as unknown caller because he doesn't have contacts on the phone. Boom!
Well, they're also having an illegal relationship.
That's a good
Why
point.
Why are you putting your underage girlfriend's phone number you in
make,
your phone?
You make a really good point. You
like,
make a really
good point. You're already skeevy enough. You're just making it worse.
You make a really good point.
So
yeah, you make a good point.
That is what I'm thinking.
You make a good point. All right, number 44, the teapot, ... says the video. In at least, I'm going to even say several A scenes, we see A drinking tea, and then Arya is drinking tea with a teapot. Okay.
Yeah, but that was when she was sick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see
it's
that.
It's not like we see her, like, always having
yeah,
tea.
Like, oh, here's my English breakfast.
Yeah.
Everybody. No, she's a coffee drinker like the rest of them.
Yeah, they all drink
that
coffee.
Really...
Which, by the way, the coffee cups never have anything in them, and it's so obvious, and it drives me crazy. I'm going to say that that drives me more crazy than anything else that drives me crazy about PLL. Put
it
some
does.
Effing, put some water in those cups. People, anything to, like, give them.
Work.
I 100% agree. It's very lazy. How do they think we can't tell that you're waving around an empty coffee cup? Put
people
some water in there. Oh, my God. It's, to me, it's glaringly obvious, but maybe that's just because we both work in TV.
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh. Anyways, back at the ranch, number 45, we see Dr. Palmer, one of my most beloved characters, talking to Toby.
Really?
I don't know. I just think he's, like, funny. So Dr. Palmer says, "The air, it just got too heavy for her." I'll do it, Dr. Palmer. "There are too many good people being crushed by the heaviness of air." That sounded nothing like Dr. Palmer. But, so,
and
I bet
Arya's,
I know what point they're going to make. Yeah.
Arya's name means a long accompanied song for a solo voice, typically one in an opera or concerto. Synonyms,
or
air.
Air. Arya's name means air. I think there's just so many other. I mean, that seems to me like, to me, I think that whole dialogue and that scene is one of those, like, it's so, like, juicy and telling. And, like, you know that that's, like, they're starting to uncrack this nugget
mm-hmm.
that's, like, such going to go to, like, a juicy, revealing place. Like, I feel like that whole episode is sort of, like, a very good, like, turning point for, you know, going into the new, like, plot lines of PLL. And to degrade it by saying, oh, air must mean Arya. Like, no, there's so many, like, whoever, all the characters at Radley and Bethany Young and people we don't even know about. I mean, that to me, it's, like, so telling of, like, to me, Dr. Palmer is, like, clearly telling us something about the overall, like, how the story is going to end and, like, characters that are, like, at the innermost circle of this mystery. But I don't, it's not Arya.
Air, heavy, equals gravity. Gravity, Bethany falls off the fucking
Radley.
Marion.
Marion, yeah.
Falls out of Radley.
Yep.
I think it's more about Marion, the air being heavy. It's all around her. Yeah. That kind of stuff. I think that's what he where he's coming from. It's a sign that he is cuckoo bananas.
Yes. Or it could just be cuckoo bananas.
Because that's the thing. We're not supposed to really... it's around that time where Toby realizes, oh, he doesn't have enough marbles in his sack. Yeah. Like, he's a little nutty.
He's a little bit nuts, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I don't buy into that one. Okay. Number 46, Arya didn't even think... Oh, right. Oh, man, that one went fast, but I think I know what they're talking about. Number 46, Arya didn't even have to think. She knew right off the bat. And what they're referring to is in Unmasked, they... see that Spencer and Mona are in the car and arguing, and that Mona's A, and that they're headed to Lookout Point, and Arya's just like, I know a shortcut. They're going to Lookout Point. I know a shortcut. And she didn't have to think about it. She knew Lookout Point. That to me doesn't mean anything either. Like, why are you A? Because you know where Lookout Point is. You also lived in that town all your life. Of course you know where Lookout Point is.
Just because you go to Iceland doesn't mean you don't know where Lookout Point is.
Exactly. That doesn't...
I think that's like a neighborhood thing. I don't... You know, maybe we're wrong, but right. I don't see that.
Because also, if she was A, I don't think... If she was A, wouldn't she almost want to, like, not know where Lookout Point was and let it play out? So that almost seems, again, to, like, you know, shouldn't be used as evidence towards why she is A. It's almost like evidence why she's not. Like,
because she wants to get there
She
fast.
Wants to intervene. Whereas, like, if she was A, she'd be like, Lookout Point, where's that? Let's go smoke a blunt real quick. Hold on, guys. Hang on.
So
I got a
cereal references. Yeah.
I'm so obsessed.
Oh, nothing. I love it.
So, number 47. Do you sound like a Vivian, Arya? Because you sure are pushy. And this is in reference to episode 19 of season 2, where Emily says, I don't even know what a Vivian sounds like. And talking, of course, about Vivian Darkbloom. And Arya goes, here, you know what? Give me the phone. I'll do it. Basically, they're making reference to the episode where they're going to make a phone call to a number they find in red coats, or in the red coat, who Arya, which Allie wore when she was playing Vivian Darkbloom. And Arya is very pushy and is like, listen, I'll just pretend to be Vivian, because all the other girls are hemming
pushy.
And hawing. No, I think I would feel like that too. All the other girls are like hemming and hawing and be like, I don't want to be Vivian. And Arya's like, GTF. O-H. Get the F out of here.
Right,
and let me just do it. Yeah, go.
It's like the biggest.
Go.
Can you, crazy PLL 901 on Twitter wrote to Marlene King, can you give us a little detail or one word about Halloween, please? And Marlene King gave emojis back, and it's 3 lightning bolts and 3 kisses.
Which, of course, I think this is a really big one for all the Arya is a camp people. And she goes on to show a handful of episodes where Arya is wearing lightning bolts and kisses. But I'm going to quickly bring up an email I sent to shout out to Chris Lamberth. One of our most beloved PLL adult fans. Love him so much. And he actually really drank the Arya's A Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Sue sent him this video, which he had not seen before she sent it to him. And, I mean, he was like, hashtag mind blown. Actually, to quote his email, I just watched the video. Wow, Arya's A. I'm going to believe that until I'm proven wrong. But so then we offlined about it. Actually, here, we'll send this email. So we then offlined about it because I thought it was interesting how, like, much stock he was putting into it. So we had this whole long email debate. And then I sent him these images, which I'll bring up now. As we can see, Emily's wearing a lips shirt. Emily's wearing a lightning bolt shirt. And Paige is wearing lips shirt. And this was just a cursory search I did. I'm sure there could be more.
Yeah.
And also, there are no... I mean... Okay, Halloween episode, I guess we can't really tell by the tweet, like, it doesn't have a date on it or anything, but I would venture to say, well, there's only been 2 Halloween episodes, right?
No.
Three?
Yeah. Ravenswood?
Oh, I always forget. I always forget that Ravenswood was a Halloween episode because it was the worst episode ever. But Crazy Train and First Secret,
yeah,
Dark Ride and First Secret were like the hardcore ones. Well, either way though, but I would venture to guess, and I guess I should have done the research on this. Maybe I can offline about it and interject it. But I don't think anyone wore lightning bolts or lips in any. I mean, I don't. None of those pictures of Arya wearing lightning bolts or lips are from any of the Halloween episodes. So to me, people are taking it. It's like lips and lightning bolts. They're very on trend, guys. I don't know. It would be different if it was some very specific like outfit choice. But lightning bolts and lips are so
shocking. Kiss.
That exactly.
Or something like that.
Exactly.
More so.
Yes. I don't think lightning bolts and lips are clearly meant to mean something else. I don't know what that is, but it's not like if she would have tweeted, like, if she would have tweeted emojis of like the.
Saying that that's A. She's just saying, this is my hint.
Yes. And it's not only. And I mean, I think even Marlene has said something to the effect of like, I mean, there's so much other stuff that's like interwoven in this mystery. And like, yeah, we're obsessed with like who is A. But there's all these other characters. I mean, like, even, like, the Black Widow character that's now introduced that Marlene is like, this is huge. This is Endgame. It's like, okay, there's these other characters that are closely linked to A. It's like, when she's giving us a hint, the hint isn't always just, like, who's A, who's A, who's A. It's like,
yeah, I mean,
there's other things
other
going
side
on.
Side stories
yeah.
going on.
So I, to me, that just, I mean, isn't
also,
relevant at all.
If we're giving Chris Lamberth a shout out, let's also say if you're looking for other podcasts,
yes,
Chris Lamberth is the host of the Mundane Festival. You should totally look it up and listen and follow. It's very good. He interviews a bunch of comedians, and he's a really funny fellow. So 100%. Find him online.
Find Chris Lamberth and the Mundane Festival online, and he will definitely
he's
be
at
on
Chris Lamberth on Twitter. Lamberth is spelled L-A-M-B-E-R-T-H.
And he is amazing. He will definitely be on a future episode very soon. I actually invited him very late last night while I was falling down this Arya is a YouTube rabbit hole. If he was around today, he was not because like most adults, they have plans in advance when you give them less than 10 hours notice. But he will definitely be on very soon. All right, number 49. The video asks, is this a hint or just a coincidence? And it's the cover of Entertainment Weekly with all the girls on it. And they've circled that Arya's
It looks like
hand,
she's making an A with her hand.
Like, looks like she's making an A with her hand. No, but if you want to say that that is a clue, well, why are you... I mean, this seems like a case of just, like, bringing up the clues that are convenient for Arya's A. Because also on that cover, Hannah is doing the shush.
Yeah.
So if you want to say that Arya is making an A with her hand as a clue, you have to say that Hannah's shushing is a clue. And then the whole thing is just, like...
It was also a cover of a magazine where the show does not have as much creative control.
Yes.
There's not going to be a hint on Entertainment Weekly
no.
as much as there would be within an episode.
Exactly. That
I
is, like...
I just really think...
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Number 50. Arya, are you saying you lie a lot? The video asks. And it shows Emily then saying, when did it become so easy for you to lie to your friends? That is just, like, weird that Emily would say that because they all lie.
There are situations where you have to lie to your friends, is what Arya is saying. I mean, A makes them lie all the time, though. I don't know if that's really, like, oh, obviously she's doing it. And Byron and
Ella,
Charmed, are talking. And they're like, she ends up with all of her secrets. I just think that it's because, in some ways, Arya's smarter than her parents.
Yes, I agree with that too. Yeah, I think they all lie. I can't really get on the board with the Arya lies the most or the best liar or people referencing it. Again, if you went and tried to make one of these videos for any of the other characters, I'm sure you could find just as many like of these nuances and like references to lying that are about the other characters. And if I did not have a full-time job, I would definitely go and try to make one of these videos with other characters. I would love nothing more, but I just don't think I would have the wherewithal.
I will say, of the four girls, Arya's the most reasonable. I think Spencer's too likely.
Agreed. And Emily's is too out of, like, context, left field.
And Hannah, I just...
Hannah, I would put second after Arya. Not that I would even believe. But I mean,
so much shit has happened to Hannah.
Yeah, that's Hannah's true. That's true.
So much of that's her true. Life ruined by A.
That's true.
Like, Hannah's had to cancel her father's wedding. Hannah's that's been true. Run over. Hannah's, like, just...
That's true.
It seems like every other day, Hannah's getting shafted.
That's true.
They stole the money from her mom. Like, mm-hmm. it's just too much. Like, it would be insane.
Yeah.
And not in an entertaining way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. So, number 51... They sound familiar, the video says, and then it shows Arya saying that the bird is connected to Allie. Allie is connected to Wildon. Wildon is connected to your mom and us. Oh, your shoulder. And then they make this, the analogy to the A scene. Your shoulder bone is connected to your neck bone. Your neck bone is connected to your head bone. That A scene where A was listening to the whatever bones song. Again, to that me, to me is like...
That feels like A was like listening to them and got that song stuck in their
head. Right, and was like, oh, damn. Catchy tune. Can't get out of my head. Yeah, that to me just has no... I mean, again, you can make like weird little... Draw weird little conclusions that are that nuanced with literally any of the characters. All right, number 52, she asks, is this a major hint? And then Arya is saying to Spencer, if I can see you, so can A. Right, because A sees all. Yeah. Bye.
Kisses.
Number 53 is kisses. And then they show a tweet from someone named Grace asking Marlene King, doesn't Arya's shirt she was wearing last week remind you of A saying kisses? Because it was a shirt with kisses on it. And Marlene says, yes. But that doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it reminds us of kisses because it has lips. I'm over the whole, I want to put the Lightning Bolt's lips thing to rest. I literally, that is something I would devote my time to doing, is going back and cataloging all the other lips and Lightning Bolts. Also, or maybe I just want to figure out now what else lips and Lightning Bolts could mean. I'm going to write that down. I'm literally
going to
do it.
Shocking kiss. What I was going to say is that Mona signs her letter to Hannah posthumously, the scavenger hunt thing,
in the
kisses yep. Mona.
Yeah.
So, I think a lot of fandom was thinking, you know what? I think that means that anytime it says kisses, it was Mona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we believe that? I don't know, but yeah. Let's see.
I would believe that more than that Arya wearing a shirt with lips and the tweet meaning that she's kisses A. Alright, number 54, there is a text from A. Just a friendly tip. Maybe Hannah and her mom can share a lawyer. Kisses A. Mm. Oh, wait. There's this is part of the same thing. Okay. Kisses. Yeah. I forget. Okay. Number 54, we never usually see who Arya is texting. We just see, now they go through a myriad of shots of her texting where we don't see the screen. Again, that's true of so many of the girls. 100%. Doesn't mean anything. Number 55. You sure like to wear black, Arya.
I think that's her character.
That's her character. No one cares. Okay, number 56. It says coincidence. And then it shows Hannah saying to Arya, he's sleeping in my basement. And referencing Caleb. So basically, we see Hannah confessing to Arya that Caleb is sleeping in her basement. And Arya says, wait, rewind that a little bit for me. And then later on in the episode, the exterminator shows up to Hannah's house and says, are you A? Somebody called for an estimate. Said you had some kind of infestation in your basement. Again, like you always say, it's just showing that A is watching them.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that Arya told. It means that A is always watching them.
Maybe it means that Arya's phone was bugged.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Maybe Arya is the one that is most accessible to A.
Yep. Still, again, like, maybe some sort of connection, but not, like, being A.
Yeah.
Number 57, the ace card. So we see Ezra and Arya standing in front of a tree, and there's all these, like, ace cards on it. I don't know. Again, that just seems like, great, they're in the scene together. That also could have pointed to Ezra. That could mean anything. That could also just mean, like, A is always watching them. Number 58 is, in season 2, episode 3, the name of the episode is My Name is Trouble. Ironically, Arya is the only one in this episode who gets asked about her name. That's kind of weak. That's sort of like, did we see the one, it must be coming up if it wasn't already, that in Unmasked, the episode called Unmasked, Arya is the only one who was technically unmasked. I don't really care about that one either. But back to this one. We'll get to the same name later.
Could
My name
is
Trouble.
Also be like her name's got two A's in it. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really see that.
Yep, I agree. Number 59. The video asks, could this be secret A-team information? And then Arya is saying, a moment that might make her try and cut Emily in half. And then we see an A scene in which A is cutting off a picture of Emily, cutting off her head.
It just doesn't seem to work.
It doesn't seem like anything is... This seems like completely disconnected. Yeah. I'm not buying that either. All right, next.
But I love her dedication.
Love her dedication to this cause. Number 64, weird thing to say on a date, Arya. And the example is, Arya says to the hot, what's his name, Jake, you're not supposed to trust anybody.
But she's talking about film noir, yeah. And that is referenced to later, the noir episode.
The noir episode, yeah.
So I think that's just explaining what film noir is to a generation that might
probably
not
probably doesn't understand, I agree. So number 65, how Mona said this was way, way creepy. And what Mona says is... Hello, Arya. And that was when she's coming back to school for the first time after she was in a mental institution. And now she's just trying.
Survey
it was like
says.
All right. Number 66 in the flashback that Arya has in her room where Allie comes to visit her. She says, you know why I picked you, right? Which this was always something that
This is good. That was a good one.
It is a good one. I agree.
Why did you pick her? That's like and that is something.
I agree.
That is something.
Although, here's my thing. I was always obsessed. This was like on my list of things that drove me crazy under Toffee Tango and under Garrett, period. Like, why did he go along with like faking Ellie's death that night? Whatever. That's a whole other episode. But I was always obsessed. Like, why? Why did she pick you? Why did Ellie pick you, Arya? But then, and I don't know if we're supposed to take this as the answer, but remember this season, Mona said to the girls, they were in the school bathroom, and Mona said to them, you know why she picked you. You're each together make up the perfect, like, because she's a sociopath, so she picked you because...
fills in all the things that sociopaths
don't have. So to me, I am filing that under that question, you knew I picked you, was answered by Mona's definition, you know?
So, I agree 100%.
But I do think that
it still is an interesting thing.
It still is interesting.
And if you're talking about Arya being A, I do think that's a very good point.
Yeah.
So now we're saying number 67, remember Arya having a panic attack in the girls' room and the scene where she, Spencer, and Emily are standing in front of Garrett's house. Both times she thought she saw A. Maybe her personality disorder becomes overwhelming sometimes.
I think it's something she really did see A, did she not? I mean...
I do think she saw A and nobody else did, and I think it makes her seem crazy to the other girls, but I don't think that there's that... I don't think that means it's
I don't
like
think it means she's
her
A.
seeing herself
no.
or a projection of herself.
And if they, she's just more observant. Okay, number 68. Are you scared they will figure out that it is you, Arya? And this is in reference to in... Episode 17 of season 3, Arya says, guys, we're not prepared to tell the cops about A. So she's like saying, don't go to the cops. I think she's just someone that's kind of like smart
and
practical.
I think it's just her
like,
turn that week to be like, this is why we're not going to the cops.
Yeah.
Because I think and a lot of things with hashtag PLL adult fans is that we're always like, why are you not going to the cops?
Yeah.
Somebody is stalking you.
Yeah.
People are dying left and right. You should go to the cops.
Right.
And I think that, like, once in a while, there's always one of them that is like, no, we can't because of X, Y, and Z. And I think she was the X.
It was
X
just
this
her
week,
turn.
You
she
know?
Just drew the short straw that week. I 100% agree with you. All right, number 69. The writer said that A would be unmasked in
the episode
Unmasked. Yeah, Arya was the only one that was technically unmasked in the Unmasked episode. I still don't really care about that. Do you care about that?
No.
I don't care about that.
And the huge hint of
number
70 Number
70 is...
I can 100% confirm Arya and none of the four girls are on the A team. Rosewood isn't that twisted.
Oh, but then someone retweeted it and Marlene responded, I did not tweet that. Interesting.
So,
Pinteresting.
Because that was from Marlene. Well, that is really
But
weird.
They could have photoshopped that easily. That's
yeah.
so easily photoshoppable.
I mean, It is a kind of huge hint, but here are the things that they brought that they didn't bring up.
Okay.
Real quick that I want to, because I know you have to go see.
Go for it. I do. I have to get dressed too.
So this is why, these are my reasons why Arya could be A.
Okay.
I think she has the most anger against Allie of all the girls, because, well, Spencer seems to resent Allie. Arya straight up had her parents' lives ruined. Like, she had to go to Iceland. Reykjavik is cold and right. Tundra land.
Right.
Like, she had to completely change her life because of what Allie has done.
Right.
Allie ruined her family.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that, like, you can, and you see Arya lash out in her dad's office, in yeah. Ezra's office. Mm-hmm. I think those are things where, like, her anger is much more palpable than other mm-hmm. the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Iceland, she had a boyfriend. We don't know who this guy is. We don't know where he is. We don't mm-hmm. know anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's some vacation fling, that year where she's away, a lot of stuff happens. Maybe it was somebody sent to be with her, or maybe there's something. I just That's think there's something there.
That's interesting.
My big one is that we only see Arya's fantasies. Oh. We see her dream about Ezra. I mean, we see Hannah hallucinate Allie, but she wasn't hallucinating. But we see Arya hallucinate about Ezra, and we see her dream about something else, don't we? Why am I blanking on it?
But you also see Hannah's dream when she dreams that her mom's hair got all chopped up, and you see Spencer's dream when, oh my god, I can, like, see it. I feel like Spencer had a dream once, too. That's, I mean, those are valid, those are admirable points. But I think for me, still, and I feel bad, I have to wrap this up because I have to go see Justin Timberlake, and I have to leave in 7 minutes. Hashtag priorities. In 7 minutes, I still have to put my pants on so we can talk about Radley.
She was wearing pants. Put your pants on, let's talk about Radley, my favorite line ever in Pretty Little Liars.
But basically, I think at the end of the day, and I mean, you know, we'll probably, whatever, not to talk about necessarily who A is in every single episode, but I think, to sum it up, Charlotte, these are, you know, some valid points, but I think my point that I was making to Chris Lambert still stands, that I don't think that it's this, like, ironclad, like, mind-blown, oh my god, it has to be her, and I just really don't think, I still would be surprised if it was any of the four girls. I would never say never, but I would be surprised if it was any of the four girls, so that's why I just still think that this is a little bit...
I think this is also an older video, and while there's a lot of great points, I think a lot of them, as we pointed out today, throughout these series of podcasts, they're debunked. I mean, yeah. We love the idea of it, and I think there's a lot of great little things where you're like,
mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing, though, is the pig thing. Why does everyone keep bringing up this pig puppet that Arya has?
I think the puppet is interesting, and I think the boots are interesting, and I don't think the lightning bolts and lips are interesting.
I think there's something else to be said. I think there's some, that's a misdirect.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. If anything, it is a misdirect. Okay, really do have to go. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Cabernet and A.
We love you guys. Tweet us your theories at hashtag Cabernet and A. We'll leave you shout outs. As always, big shout out to Barry Maple,
Jim Titus, who we love, and thank you so much, Jim, for tweeting about our little podcast that could. I feel bad. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my god, it's so amazing that he tweeted, and then I was instantly like, are we ready for prime time? Like, I don't know, that was like the pilot episode, we're still trying to figure stuff out, but, you know. We hope you guys enjoy it.
It'll be something.
It's gonna get better as we go, but I just hope you guys, you know, this is for the rest of you out there who want to just continuously talk about it as much as we do. So hopefully that's what we're here for. We want you to join our conversation. So thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye.